So, this is your place. It's rather nice in here. I know you seem so surprised that I even approached you. And it makes me think that attractive women generally don't give you the time of day. Don't worry. You have my full attention. I really want to be with you tonight. No, scratch that. I need to be with you. Look into my eyes if you don't believe me. And I noticed you couldn't stop staring at my hair and complimenting me on it, too. That was so sweet of you. I take a lot of pride in how it looks. It always has to be soft and silky. I don't mind if you touch it. No, I insist. Please, stroke it. I love the way that feels. I almost don't want you to stop, but I know you want to be doing something else. You don't need to lie to me. It's okay. We both want the same thing. So we can be honest with each other. You don't have to try to seduce me. You already won me over. I need to fuck you. I need you. There's just such a beautiful full moon tonight, isn't there? So bright and full of wonderful possibilities. Look how it lights up your bedroom. You can see everything, even without the lights on. Take off your shirt. Oh, you're so eager. I know what I want to do to you. Did I hurt you? I'm sorry. Most people I've met enjoy a little nipple play. And I didn't realize yours were so sensitive. I was only nibbling them a little. I'm sorry I got carried away. But I'm sure you could tell I was really getting into it. I'm going to slip out of these clothes. Just gaze at every inch of my naked flesh, and oh, that it will soon be yours. Think about my soft skin caressing yours, and my lips against your neck as you fuck me like an animal. So full of passion and an almost uncontrollable intensity. Imagine my warm breath as I nuzzle against you while you're buried deep inside me, and the sounds I'll make as your cock drives into my tight little pussy again and again. Oh, I know you've been fantasizing about fucking me all night, and now it's your chance. But first, lay down on the bed. I want to please you. Oh, do anything but get on top. Do you want me to undo your fly? Or are you going to do it? Yeah, I thought you'd want my nimble little fingers to do it. I want to be on top of you. I want to be in control. You trust me, right? This will be so much more enjoyable if you let me be on top. Please. Usually when a woman wants to fuck you, she doesn't have to beg. But trust me, you won't be sorry. Yeah. Right there. I'm so tight. It's taking a little bit of work for you to fit inside me. Oh, but it feels so good. And if it feels like this for me, you have to be in heaven already. I can see your eyes rolling back in your head a bit. You really seem to be enjoying yourself. And we've only just started. Now I want you to hold your hands in mine. Just entwine our fingers. It's so sensual and intimate. Oh, you have such strong fingers. Oh, but just put your hands back down on the bed. Why are you resisting? Aren't you enjoying this? Oh, I'm stronger than you were expecting. I work out a lot, and being on top gives me a little more leverage. There are a few other reasons, but I'll tell you about them later. So just relax. It'll all be over soon. There is nothing sinister about it, I just meant. Okay, I can't think of a good reason to have said that. Shh. Okay. I could tell you the truth. But it's better if I just show you. Well, you said you liked my laugh in the bar. And at this point, you're going to be hearing it a lot. I'm about to blow your mind. Never seen anything like this before, and this is only the beginning. A transformation hurts a little bit, but watching your reaction makes it all worth it. If you thought I was strong before, then you have no idea what I'm capable of doing now. The moment, I'm only gonna transform part of the way, but the further I go into it, the less I'm able to speak. And I want you to be able to understand everything I say. It makes this so much more enjoyable if I can talk while I do this to you. But I could always let the beast out if I wanted to. Oh, but you don't really want that. Oh, don't be afraid. Yet. Like I said, this is just the beginning. You'll have plenty of time to be frightened. Anyway, I'd expect you to be more in awe than anything at this point. I mean, you've just discovered that werewolves really exist. Not everyone is blessed with that knowledge. Granted, you're likely thinking the timing isn't the best. I mean, your cock isn't even inside me. But let's be honest. If I told you the truth back at the bar, you wouldn't have invited me back to your house, would you? You should stop screaming, though. It hurts my ears, and I don't want to force you to stop. Let's just say you wouldn't enjoy the method I would use to make you stop. You can feel my claws against your hands, pressing down firmly against you so you can't move. Imagine what I could do to you with them if I really wanted to. Or if you made me, don't make me. Or look at my mouth and remember Little Red Riding Hood. My, what big teeth I have. All the better to maul you with. But keep fighting and kicking your legs. This is so much more fun when you do things like that. And I feel so good, too. But if you manage to break free, I'll let you go. I promise. I wouldn't lie to you about something like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't keep a straight face saying that. Just let me take what I want, and you won't get hurt. I promise. I really mean it this time. I think deep down, you're at least a little turned on by all this. Admit it to yourself, and you'll feel better. It seems you're starting to understand. This doesn't have to be a bad experience for you. And it'll all be over soon. If you give in, you'll probably even enjoy it. But you're probably asking yourself, why did I pick you out of all the people at that bar tonight? It's really simple. I need to fuck a human every full moon, or else I completely lose control over my transformations, and that would be very bad for me. And you. You seem desperate and trusting enough to let me do this to you. I have someone I usually see who enjoys my visits so very much. He loves variety and to experiment. So I'm right up his alley. Put it this way, I never have to threaten him. But he's indisposed at the moment. I just needed to make this quick and dirty with you. I'm sure he'll understand that this was just something I had to do. Nothing personal. Oh, my fur has to feel so soft against your skin. And I can see it in your eyes that you're just trying to imagine it all as some sort of sensual torture instead of what this is. Let me help you with that. Just close your eyes and I'll lean forward so my belly and breasts are pushing against the bare flesh of your chest. Oh, you're a little ticklish too. I can see you trying not to laugh, but it's sort of cute. Lying across you like this also lets me smell you, and I'm learning so much about you. The scent of your fear is especially arousing, but there's so much more here. I can smell your arousal too. You didn't know you wanted this until it started happening, and now you're really getting into it. And underneath your cologne, and all these strong emotions, I can get whiffs of disappointment and heartbreak, too. Oh, you poor misguided little man. You really thought there might be something beyond the physical with me. I feel a little bad for you. I can smell that you enjoyed that pity too. What is wrong with you? But it's almost over now. I'm so close to coming. And then you'll be free. But I have to warn you, this might get intense. Usually my fuck toys are stronger than you, so this may hurt. I have very strong muscles everywhere, if you catch my drift. It took you a second to figure it out, but the look on your face tells me you realize what might be about to happen. I'll try to make it a little easier on you, but at some point I'm going to have no control. You've been so pliant to my wishes and a little pathetic, so I hope I don't end up hurting you too badly. Fear and arousal are making this feel so much more amazing. Oh, and now I can smell your apprehension too. It's so intoxicating. It's likely to make my orgasm even more powerful. Did I warn you about it for your benefit? Or mine? You'll never know. I'm so close. I can feel my motion building and building to a crescendo, and my fur starting to stand on end. This warmth, this feeling, your fear is driving me crazy. I love it so much. Oh, it's going to hurt you so bad, but that makes it better for me. Oh, I'm not sorry. Oh, God, how could such a weak man make me feel this good? Too much, so I couldn't have been so bad. Oh, fine. I'll let you come too. Don't say I'm a cruel creature. I can tell it's just a little bit further for you. Just a few more strokes and the tightening of the muscles of my pussy. Just a little bit. Oh, you're almost there. I can feel you clenching, getting ready to burst. It feels like there's so much cum pumping out of you. Oh, that was probably the first beergasm you've ever had. I don't think you'll ever forget this feeling. It's going to be stuck deep down in your mind. I just hope I haven't broken you for other women now. You look so ashamed of yourself. But don't worry. That feeling is fleeting. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You want to call the police or tell someone about what just happened. But do you think anyone will believe you? If someone told you that they were fucked by a werewolf, would you believe them? Especially if they had a lot of booze and hallucinogens in their blood. Oh, you didn't take anything like that? Trust me, I thought of everything. Open your mouth and take this pill. Look into my eyes and decide if you're prepared to face the alternative. That's just take it. You're going to be twitching on the bed for a few hours, and this will all seem like a bad dream. And who knows? Maybe I'll call you sometime. I have a feeling you'd like that. That's a good.